hear another parable. Anthropos ein, there was a man, oika des potes, a house owner, a master, hostis, who, ephutusen, planted ampelona, a vineyard. So this is the parable about the vineyard owner, and it's a nice match with the Isaiah 5 one. And phragmon auto parietheken, and he placed around it phragmon, I'm sorry, a fence, something like that, right? And oruxen, in it, lenon. I'm not familiar with those words either. What, somebody have an English Bible here? What does that mean? Any built in it a tower? Pardon? Dug a trough. Oh. All right. Kai oka domason, and he built Pyrgon a tower. Kai ex edita. What does that mean? Where? Pardon me? Oh, okay. And let it out for hire, georgois, to farmers and apedemason. And he went away. Hota, and when engison ha kairos ton karpon, the time of the fruits came near, apestalen, he sent away tus doulos, auto his slaves, his servants, prostus georgus, to the tenants, the farmers, labain, to receive, to get, tus carpus, the fruits, auto, out of it, its fruits. Kai labantes hoi georgoi, and when the tenants received, and that's an aorist participle there, so after they received, tus doulos auto his servants, hun men ederon, whom the servants of him whom they, what is the translation after that? Dero. Pardon me? Oh, the servants of it, one they threshed, and the other they killed, and the other they stoned. Okay. And again, he sent out other servants, greater than the first, more than the first, and they did to them likewise. And later, he sent to them Ton Huian Autu, his son, Legon, saying, they will welcome Ton Huian Mu, my son. And the tenants, after seeing the son, said among themselves, Hutos Estin, this is Ha Kleron Nomus, the heir from Kleirana Me'o, and here's the noun, this is the heir, Duta, come, Apoktenomen, let us kill Autun him, and Skomen, and let us have Tain Kleirana Meon out to his inheritance. That Skomen is from Echo. Both of them cohortatives. And after receiving him, or after not receiving him, labano here must mean something like seizing him. After taking him, ex ebalon, they cast outside to Ampelonas, the vineyard, and they killed, got to supply him. Then when the Lord, Hocurius, of the vineyard came, that must, in the context of the vineyard, it means the master of the vineyard. But the reader also thinks of someone else when you hear the word Lord. And when the Lord of the vineyard comes, what poiese will he do, tois georgois et kanois, to those tenants? And it's a question, and the answer is obvious. And they say to him, kakus, kakos, apolese. He will cause to perish, he will put to death those wicked ones. Kakus goes with the autus, kakos, badly. And he will give away the vineyard to other tenants who will give back to him the fruits in their times. So he'll give it away to other tenants who will render back to him the proper fruits. And Jesus says to them, did you not ever read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders have rejected, this has become the chief, the head of the corner. This is from the Lord, and there is marveling among our eyes. Because of this, I say to you that the kingdom of God will be denied from you and will be given to a people or a nation doing its works, its fruits. And the one who falls on this stone will be synthlathesetai. What does that mean? I don't know. Broken, apparently, something like that. But upon whom it falls, it will crush him, something like that. I think that's it, right? So, but I mean, are there any like questions about grammar and morphology on some of this? I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Pardon me? Yeah, he's working the quote. This is a quote from Psalm 118 and Isaiah 28. It's a kind of a combination of several sections, and that last verse seems to be applying that quote that they stumble, the stone that they've rejected becomes the chief's cornerstone, and then he works that stone idea. They stumble on this stone. But you're right, it kind of moves it in a different direction. And I find that a lot in these parables. He's taking you one way, and then all of a sudden at the end he takes you a different way. But preach on the Old Testament lesson. Thank you very much.